This episode is brought to you by Workshop Teacher Membership. Yeah, it costs money to host a podcast on SoundCloud and to have a website. So the money, the profits that I make from Workshop Teacher Membership go straight back into creating awesome content for you. And if you want to know more about becoming a Workshop Teacher member, you can go to amandarightnow.com, and at the top right hand corner, there's a button you can click. It says membership. Click membership and you can learn all about the program. It might be closed. It's not open all of the time. If it's closed, join the wait list and I will email you when it opens up again. Or maybe this is a lucky time and it's open right now. You won't know until you go over to amandarightnow.com and click membership in the top right hand corner on the navigation menu. You can find out if it's open or not and more about the program. Please do, because this episode is brought to you by Workshop Teacher Membership. Welcome to the Workshop Teacher Podcast, a podcast for teachers who are interested in trying workshop in their classrooms and teachers who are obsessed with it, like me. So you want to cut your grading time. What teacher doesn't want to cut their grading hours by 10 hours? Yes, you heard me right, 10 hours. That's what this episode is all about today. Before I tell you exactly step by step what I did to cut my grading time down, I'd like to shout out a teacher from Wisconsin. Her name is Heather, and thank you, Heather, for taking the time to review this podcast. I really, really, really appreciate it. Heather says, "Amanda, thank you so much for all your resources. I'm going to be a new teacher to ELA this year, and I'm very excited to start because of your podcast and classes." That is awesome, because starting as a new teacher can be so overwhelming and scary, and it just warms my heart to know that I am the reason you're excited. Well, I'm probably not the only reason, but I'm one of the reasons that you're excited to start teaching English this year. Thank you, Heather, for that awesome review and for going on iTunes and giving this podcast 5 stars. If you listen regularly, then you should definitely go click over either on your laptop, your computer, your phone, and give this podcast 5 stars. And if you have time, write a review. I would love that. And I am giving away a $50 gift card once I hit 50 reviews. So you could win a gift card for writing a review. That's pretty awesome. All right, let's talk about how to cut your grading by 10 hours. The last episode that I did talked about the one thing you need to be doing when planning your writing units. And that one thing actually ties into cutting your grading time, and that's pre-assessing. So finding out where your students are before you even begin teaching, and finding out what are the major gaps, the major issues with your students writing whatever unit you're in. And I'll probably do another episode about what you can do for your pre-assessments specifically, but for this one we're going to just go ahead and go to the next way to cut your grading by 10 hours. And I'm actually going to get into the nitty-gritty of minutes and hours towards the end of the podcast, so I hope you are all comfy and ready to listen. So pre-assess is the first thing before you start a writing unit. And then once you pre-assess, so the power of pre-assessing is figuring out what those main skills are, because the next way to cut your grading is by picking just 3 top skills that you need, your students need the most, and focusing in on those. I know a lot of teachers feel like their students' grammar and sentence structure is what's the worst and what needs to be honed in on. And I just would like to tell those teachers to go read your writing when you were 13. Do you have a piece of writing that you did when you were 13? I think sometimes teachers are pretty harsh about students' grammar, and I do think it's important, and I realize it's important, but we need to give our students time to use editing tools and to give each other feedback. And so if that's one of the skills you want to focus on in your writing unit, then go for it. Go for it. But make sure, the reason I'm saying focus on three skills max, is that you really take a lot of time in your unit and really focus in on those three major skills that you want your students to get out of the unit and that you've discovered through pre-assessments that most of your students need. I think one of the big, big things that students need is organization. That's one of the and just being able, like being familiar with the genre of writing and how that genre goes and flows and how it's organized. I feel like that's a pretty big skill that a lot of students are lacking when I do pre-assessments. And a pre-assessment should only last a class period. So they're just writing quickly within that class period. And I noticed that a lot of students, when they only have an hour to write, they do not organize anything in their writing. And maybe they know how to organize. And maybe if you let them write and revise the next day, that could also be part of your pre-assessment. Like, how would you organize this draft and see what students can do and then figure out, okay, these kids don't know how to organize. I'm going to focus on that skill. So pick three skills max to focus on. And then also make your rubric and put more skills on the rubric. You don't have to just put three skills on the rubric, but this is life changing. So listen up. Don't grade everything on your rubric. So put some necessary skills. If you're teaching an argumentative writing unit, you know, put some of the main skills that students need in order to write an argumentative paper, but only grade the three skills that you really focused in on, just those three skills. And then have students, before they submit their writing to you to grade, have them grade themselves using the rubric and have them highlight the skills, those different parts of their writing, and make it visual. So if they're handwriting, have them highlight their claim if that's what you're grading, or their topic sentence if you're grading organization. Have them highlight those things in their paper. And if you're using Google Docs, it's even better, because then you can have them comment. So you can have them, when I taught a memoir unit, I had students comment on where they used imagery, because that was a big skill that I was trying to get them to incorporate into their writing. And so you can literally just skim and find those skills and see if they were able to accomplish them. And the kids can highlight them for you so you can see them really quickly when you're grading. Another thing you can do is have students pick a skill from the rubric that they want you to grade, that they feel like they worked really hard at. So maybe you pick two skills and they pick one skill that you want them to grade, they want to be graded on. And so they might just put a star next to that on the rubric after they grade themselves. And then another thing that you definitely should do is make your own rubric. Wordy rubrics are overwhelming. I use single point rubrics, and I try to use kid language in my rubric so that I can use the rubric during each of my lessons. And I can say, okay, today I'm teaching this, and I point to it and I show it to my students under a document camera, so that they know, okay, she's teaching this. That's why she's assessing it, because she taught it. She covered this. And just teaching it once is not enough. That's why you need to just keep going back and circling back and having students read each other's writings to see if they're mastering the skills, and have students revise to make sure they're incorporating those skills that you've taught, and teach multiple lessons and have conferences about the skills on the rubric, and keep that rubric with you while you're having conferences. Okay, and then another thing that will save you so much time with grading is not commenting. So don't comment on your students' papers. Instead, have conferences. So every unit lasts for me about 3 to 4 weeks, and I make sure that I have a clipboard with my students' names, a roster, and I make sure that every time I have any sort of interaction with my students during work time, I consider that a conference. It's a conversation. Carl Anderson, read that book, How's It Going? It's a wonderful book that talks about how conferences are just conversations with students. Don't read your students' entire writing during a conference. Just ask them, what on the rubric are you needing the most help with right now in this moment? And you could even look over students' shoulders and maybe skim a little bit and just give them a quick tip. These are all ways that you can give feedback in the moment rather than writing some comment, some lengthy comment that's going to take you a long time and students might not even read. So don't comment on papers. And then the next thing you definitely need to do, and this is getting into the nitty-gritty of it. So you're going to want to do the math. Okay. And what I mean by that is you need to figure out, okay, I have this many students. If it took me 5 minutes, so I have about 120 students. I think I have like 128, but I'm just going to make it easy and say I have 120 students. So if I have 120 students and I spend 5 minutes on each paper, grading each paper, that's going to take me 600 minutes, which is 10 hours to grade. That's too much, in my opinion. I feel like that is way too much grading. I am not spending my time wisely, spending 10 hours grading. So use a timer. Grade a paper. Set a timer. Figure out, how long does it take you? What did you do when you graded? Were you using that time wisely? Were you reading every single word your student wrote? Were you looking for those key skills and skimming? Then you're going to save more time, right? So time yourself. Figure out, how long is it going to take me to grade this one paper? And maybe do it a couple of times and grade a couple to just get an average. How long is it taking you to grade these papers, and time yourself? And if it's taking you 5 minutes or more, that's too much. Like I said, if it's taking you 5 minutes for 120 students, that's going to end up being 10 hours of grading. And I think that's just too much. Because here's the thing, grades, they're usually done at the end of a unit. And they usually don't help students improve. They are informative to parents and students about how students are doing with those skills. But I think we should change our thinking about grades. I think grades should be informative and an opportunity, provide an opportunity to grow. But what often happens is we move from one unit to the next to the next. So you're teaching a unit, students write, they submit their papers, you grade it, and by the time you're done grading, it takes you 10 hours, and you have to pass it back, and students have forgotten all about what you did, you know, a few weeks ago. Because, I mean, if it takes you 10 hours, it's probably going to take you 2 to 3 weeks to get the feedback back to students, and that's just ridiculous. It's not effective. So I think grades should be used, like I said, for growth, for students to get feedback, to grow, and to use it to improve as writers. So instead of taking 5 minutes per paper and reading every single word, I would recommend meeting with students during work time, giving them feedback in the moment during conferences, and then also setting a timer and reducing that 5 minutes. You can reduce your 5 minutes per paper to 2 minutes per paper, which ends up being 4 hours. So if you could take a paper that a student has written and only spend 2 minutes grading it, you will have your grading reduced by half, which is a lot. And so how do you only spend 2 minutes per paper? You only grade 3 skills, maybe even less. You skim, you set a timer and make sure you don't exceed the 2 minutes. You don't write comments. I'm giving you permission to do this stuff. Some of you might be thinking, this is appalling. How could we not give our students comments? How could we not read every word our students have written? If you're doing a good job during work time, giving students feedback, sitting side by side with them, having conversations with them, that is where the learning and the growth comes from, not from some number that you put on a student's paper. And then the last thing that you should definitely do when you are grading to reduce your grading time is set a deadline. So it's much better to get students' feedback quickly. So if you can reduce your grading to 2 minutes per paper, you're more able to provide students with that feedback in a more timely manner so they can see the rubric and how they are doing. Are they meeting grade level expectations? Are they exceeding grade level expectations? Are they things that are concerning? And I always, if I have a concern about a student's writing, if they are below grade level expectations, I always allow them to revise for a better grade. So if students are getting a C or lower on a paper, I have them come to me during study hall. I'm lucky enough to have study hall. So getting those opportunities to help students in small groups or one-on-one to raise their grade and improve on the skills that you noticed they were lacking in, and you have so much more knowledge about what they need after reading, skimming their papers and giving them a grade on a rubric. So setting a deadline for yourself is really, really important, and saying, you know, I'm going to get these papers back to my students within a week. And you could, if you reduce your grading to 4 hours, that's 4 prep periods that you could get it all done in. And you could even get up early and grade. I like to get up early and set a timer, 30 minutes, and I just grade that whole time. And, you know, if it's taking me 2 minutes per paper, I can get a lot of papers done in 30 minutes. So that's how I have reduced my grading time by 10 hours. I used to spend like 18, 20 hours on grading. I would read every student's paper, every single word. I would write comments. I would grade like 6 different skills on the rubric, and it took flipping forever. Let's stop doing that now. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you found inspiration and permission to make things easier on yourself. And not only that, more effective for your students, more thoughtful and just helpful for students. All right, until next time, thank you for listening, and don't forget to go write that review.